elders. See the ministry of angels left and right. I see angels of war going to war on somebody's behalf. Hey! Thank you, Master. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Okay. So clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Give him a shout of victory. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. A breakthrough just happened. An opening just happened. Freedom just happened. Liberty just happened. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Adonai. Be thou worshipped. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 all the way to verse 5. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The subject is briefly release by the war. Part 3. Release by the war. Electric cables conduct electric current in the same manner the word of God conducts divine resources. Every contact with cables connects you with electricity. Every contact with the word connects you with divinity and the resources of divinity. We came here to understand the release power of the word. The word is pregnant with liberty, pregnant with destiny, pregnant with dignity, pregnant with security and safety. The word is pregnant with prosperity. It's even pregnant with purity and spirituality, such that every contact with the word brings you into contact with the things mentioned. We have scriptural examples of the resources that the world made available to people in history. Example number one, in the wilderness, water came out of the rock by the word of the Lord. Water from the rock came by the word. It was the combination of the decreed word plus the rod of Moses. And that brought out water from the rock. In Exodus chapter 17, verse 16, or verse 6, God spoke to Moses, he said, "Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. The word of the Lord came to Moses. Moses spoke that word and then applied the rod. The rod is the form of the word. In Micah chapter 6 verse 9, talking about the word, he said, "The Lord's voice crieth unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name. Hear ye the rod." Hear the rod. So he's talking about the voice of the Lord, and he's talking about the rod, and he's saying, "Hear the rod." Hear the rod means hear the word. So God spoke the word and Moses applied the rod, which was the word. And the water came from the most difficult, the least place to expect water, not a river, a rock. The water came because the rod, the word, was released upon the rock. Example number two. The highway was released in the Red Sea by the word of the Lord again. The highway was released in the Red Sea by the release of the word. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 15, all the way to verse 16. "And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thy hand up over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." You know, I'll jump to verse 21. "And then Moses did, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided." Again, we saw the word of the Lord came. And Moses acted on the word, applied the rod, which is the word, again. In Micah chapter 7, verse 14. He says, "Feed thy people with thy rod," that is the word, "that the flock of thy heritage." God spoke the word. Moses applied the rod, which is a symbol of the word, and it released the highway in the Red Sea. Something is happening to somebody here today. If you are the one, say a louder amen. Thirdly, the word released healing to the daughter of the Greek Syrophoenician woman. The word, the word, the word, the word, the word. In Mark chapter 7, verse 27, all the way to verse 30. "But Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet or good to take the children's bread and cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs."
And he said unto her,
for this thy saying, go your way. The devil is gone out of your daughter, the world.
And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out,
and her daughter laid upon the bed by the wall. We saw first provision from the rock by the wall. We saw next access through the Red Sea by the wall. And we are seeing again healing and deliverance, because the devil was connected to that disease. Healing and deliverance by the wall. There is somebody seated here today from the most unbelievable quarters. In this season, you will experience supernatural supplies. That amen has the potential of being louder. If God can bring water out of the rock by his word, anything can come out of anything. I announce to you today, unbelievable supplies, unbelievable supernatural supplies shall come to you from unexpected quarters. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. I speak to someone here also. Every Red Sea standing between you and your destiny.
Every obstacle, every opposition standing between you and your destiny. Today, they are divided by the word of the Lord. They are separated by the word of the Lord. They are destroyed by the word of the Lord. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen.
Thirdly, everyone here today, with any demonic situation that is responsible for your affliction or responsible for your condition, I decree today that demonic attempt is arrested.
That demonic agenda is arrested. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen.
Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Question is, what is the mechanism of release by the word? What does the word do to cause releases? First service we said that the word of God puts earthly systems under pressure for desired results, desired release, because everything has an ear for the word. Systems come under pressure. Once the word is spoken, the systems are under pressure to bring forth according to the word. In the second service, we saw that the word of God releases the power to break yokes and release captives. For where the word of the king is, there is power. He sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them. When the word comes, power is released. Let me announce this to somebody. Every system holding what is yours captive, today they are forced to release them.
Every earthly system or prison holding what is yours, they are compelled to release them now.
In Jesus' name. Thirdly, the word of God puts potentials under pressure for release. It puts potentials under pressure for release. Water was in the rock all this while, but no one knew until the word of God came and pulled the water from the rock. Exodus 17 and in verse 6. It puts potentials under pressure for release. Every one of us, we carry a divine nature. Because the Bible says God made man in his image. But that image does not come out without the word. John chapter 10 verse 34 to 35. He said, is it not written Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said you are gods? If he called them gods or partakers of the divine nature, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Once the word of God came to them, their status changed. Once the word of God came to them, the divinity in them emerged. That was what he did to Moses in Exodus chapter 7 verse 1. He said, I have made you a god unto Pharaoh. Behold, I have made thee a god unto Pharaoh. And Aaron your brother shall be your prophet. He said, Moses, I am your god. And you are my prophet. But you are Pharaoh's god. And Aaron is your own prophet. Did you see that? Moses, I am your God. You are my prophet. But for the assignment I want you to do, I turn you to a god, to Pharaoh. And now Aaron is your own prophet. That is the capability, the potentiality, and the capacity of Moses came out because the word came to him. Anything God has destined for you to be that the devil has caged, I prophesy today, it is coming out. The divinity inside you is coming out. The nature of God inside you is coming out. Anyone saying amen will say louder amen. Lift your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, my potentials are coming out right now. They are coming out right now. They are coming out right now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. How do you deploy the word for release? Two things. Number one, the word of the Lord must be received from the Lord for particular situations. Once there is a situation, Lord, what are you saying about this? Lord, what do I do about this? The word of the Lord must be received from the Lord for particular situations. Job 6:25 said, how forcible are the right words? Whether it is the word out of the scripture or the word from the spirit, they must be received for particular situations. Psalm 107 and in verse 20, he said, he sent his word and healed them. Number two, the word of the Lord must be released or sent into the situations to produce desired outcome. Once you have received it from the Lord, or you received it from the scripture, from the Bible, you release it into the situation. Isaiah chapter 55 and in verse 11, it says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Prosper in the thing whereto. So the word of God must be sent to accomplish definite tasks. And I see that happening for somebody. If you are that person, say a louder amen. Lift up your right hand. In the name of Jesus, send the light, send the light, send the light, oh Jehovah, send the light into my soul. In the name of Jesus, send the light, send the light,
the name of Jesus, say, oh, say, oh, say, oh, Jehovah, send the love into my heart. In the name of Jesus, say, say,
thank you. I see the Lord opening a gate that has held someone's life and destiny. I see a highway opening like the Red Sea Highway for someone who has been stranded. If your hearts are Jesus, stand up on your feet 1 minute. Place your two hands on your head. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. With your hands on your head. There is one name given above other names whereby men may be saved and healed and liberated and impacted. It's the name Jesus. Can you whisper that name? Jesus. And again. Something is happening. Father, thank you. Thank you for this visitation. Thank you for pulling that woman out of that pit. Thank you for destroying that spirit of death, that coffin, that skeleton. Thank you, Father, for destroying that spirit husband attack. Thank you, Father, for this deliverance from that terrible migraine headache. Thank you for that lower back healing. Thank you for healing of the eyes, the blindness. Thank you for healing of the deafness of the ear. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the healing of arthritis. Thank you for the healing of that person's neck condition right now. Thank you for supernatural supplies. Thank you for highway in the Red Sea. Thank you and thank you and thank you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. With your hands and give him the praise. Highway in the Red Sea, passing through the Jordan, passing through Rico, that's your love. While that song is on, we'll take two more testimonies, and then everyone who had a healing, a deliverance, a miracle, something happened to you, an encounter, quickly step forward. We can take like 5 or 10 before we conclude. Give all the big clap, take your seat.
Can we receive the warrant officer, Grace Onche, and Peter Williams? Again, Peter Williams and warrant officer, as they make their ways forward. Our sister warrant officer, Grace Onche, is a military personnel. She said, during the 2019 to 2020 crossover service, she was here, and that before then she was diagnosed of fibroid. Very terrible, massive uterine fibroid, was bleeding heavily with lumps coming out. And she went to the medical unit here. She was attended to. Afterwards, in January, she was shortlisted for a foreign peace mission, which she went to Sudan. While she got to Sudan, she said she had very terrible demonic encounters of someone chasing her. And all of a sudden, she found herself. Before then, the hospitals in Sudan were all on strike. So she found herself after that encounter right here in this sanctuary. And when she came, she saw the whole place covered with angels with their wings and God's servants standing in their midst. And she said she was able to put 2 feathers from the wings of God's servant, put them on her back, and realized she flew. And while she flew, she found herself in a hospital setting. God's servant appeared there, went to the registry, got a card, registered her, took her into the theater for an operation. God's handmaiden appeared there. While the operation was on, an aunt of hers appeared and wanted to force her way into the theater, but was resisted by God's handmaiden. That surgery was successful in that encounter. Since last year, that fibroid was dissolved. Yes, answer that. And forever, there isn't any more bleeding. She said after then, she also realized she began to feel terrible pain on her right breast. While she expressed, there was a bloody exudate that came out from it, which again would have been another very terrible diagnosis that would have been given a name. She put a call across from Sudan, and God's servant picked up the call and prayed for her. She said, that pain disappeared. No more discharges from the breast, and she has come to give God praise. Also that God had assisted her to build a house for her father and for herself.
Give the Lord a big clap of hands. God will grant you the encounter that will turn around your life completely. In Jesus' name.
God is doing terrific things in this place, people of God. This is our brother. He said exactly 1 week ago, last week Sunday, he was meant to go to Mina, Niger State, with his friend to go get some of their belongings back to Abuja because they were done with their whatever assignment they had there. The friend insisted they leave before the service so they could accomplish their journey quite early in the day. But he said no. Yes, on Sunday morning. But he said no. More so that it was the first Sunday in the month, I must be in service. And the senior pastor forbids us from traveling on a Sunday morning without attendance of church service. And then he decided to come, prevailed over his friend, but the friend refused to come for the service. After the service, the friend came and picked him up here by the junction. And they made their way to Mina, Niger State. While on transit, he said he fell into a trance, as it were, where he found himself in the third heavens. There was a multitude seated before His Majesty, and they were worshiping. And then he saw God's servant in their midst, or approaching, and was singing a song, I waste my life over and again on you. All of a sudden, the music in heaven stopped, and everybody began to sing this other song. I waste my life over again on you and on you. He came out from that encounter and realized it was a dream. Then the friend said, were you sleeping? Shortly after this encounter, all that he could recognize was that it was as if the world was turning upside down. The vehicle they were in, before then, in the midst of that song, there was a loud voice. Who will deliver these ones? He turned and looked round. Nobody was in distress in heaven. And then before he came back to this realm. And after then was that accident where the car began to somersault. He said the car somersaulted up to 6-7 times. Beautiful. Sorry, I forgot that detail. While that question was asked, God's servant stepped out and said, I am the one to rescue them. That was very crucial. The car began to somersault up to 7 times. He said, it is a mystery forever how God ejected him from that car. And he stood from a distance and watched the wreckage. He has a picture of that car here.
The car is there, watching the car.
It was a complete write-off. This is a picture of the car. And he has come to give God praise. Not a scratch. He has come to give God praise for the mantle of preservation that is at work in this place.
Here he is standing and there is the car. And he's watching the wreckage of the car. It's like somebody watching a movie he was meant to be in. And he's just out and he's watching. I'll waste my life again and again. On you. There is profit in being wasted. This is one of these profits. That you say, I cannot go anywhere until I have worshipped God in the morning. On Sunday morning, this is the prophet. Who will deliver and rescue this one? Yes, I'm here by your mantle. They shall be rescued.
On you.
There is profit in being wasted, Lord.
On you,
what a good way
to
To note that he is the only one who stepped out of that car and is watching the wreck without a scratch. We don't want to go into the other details. I think he was the only one who must have honored God and said, let me go to church first. It pays to serve Jesus. We are not wasting our life. We are not playing pranks. This is not game, it's not gimmick. It is real. Look at somebody by say, I'm not wasting my life. I'm not wasting my time. And if I am wasting on God, it's a good way to be wasted. Take your seat. Yes, go ahead.
Sir, our sister Cecilia came into service with severe pain on both knees, associated with swelling on those both knees. Also, she came with high blood pressure. At the declaration of the word, she said the swelling on the knee was deflated. Both knees deflated, and now she's totally set.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Congratulations. Yes, Cecilia, God bless you. Please proceed. Yes, what
this is our sister Binta. She said while the worship was on, she had an encounter where she saw an idol. The Lord took her to a village. She saw an idol with ears and mouth. And she saw money being vomited from the idol's mouth. And the eyes were shedding blood. Blood was coming out
that
of the eyes.
That is idol under judgment. Vomiting what? The Bible said he has swallowed down riches. Job chapter 20 verse 15. He shall vomit it up. The Lord shall cast it out of his belly. He has swallowed down riches. He shall vomit it again, them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. Every devil that has swallowed what is yours, every altar in your father's house, anywhere they are, they swallowed what is yours. Today they shall vomit them. And it shall be translated into physical realities in your hands.
In Jesus' name.
She also said she saw herself coming out from a bottle. You gave that word in one of the
services. Oh, yes. The second service.
Coming out of the bottle
where they bottled her. This is the mystery of this service. Stand up on your feet. Congratulations. Yes.
Sister Sarah said while her life has been plagued with the spirit of spirit husband molestation, that during the second service, while the ministration was going on, a being, a monster with a red eye, walked out of her body.
The spirit husband monster,
yes, sir,
that will let her rest, walked out of her body.
Every stranger that has been in your life, today I declare that stranger is released or back to hell.
Amen.
Now, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. And that while she wanted to leave after the second service, a voice told her to stay back for the third service. And while the ministration was going on during the third service, she said she had an encounter and light shone upon her left hand, and you walked up to her in that encounter and pulled out a ring from her left hand. And
wow.
She believed the Lord has delivered
her. Spirit husband left in the second service, and the ring of covenant left in the third service. That's the kind of God I like to serve. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He begins it and he ends it. Father, thank you because this is delivered. Everyone with any covenant with unclean spirits and covenant with powers of darkness that is working against you, by the same anointing that delivered this daughter of God from this demonic covenant, you are set free in the name of Jesus. Set free now. in Jesus' precious name.
So this is brother, I promised Paul. He came all the way from Bauchi. He had an accident in 2018, and since then he could not hear with his left ear. But now the ear is open.
Incredible. What a mighty God. Promise, Paul. Stand. Promise. Thank you.
Thank you. For healing. I'm healing.
I can hear.
I can hear.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. The meaning of that to you is every door that is closed in your life, every gate closed against you, everything that the devil closed in your life, that door, that gate is open right now. To swear with you, promise, the spirit of death will never locate you again. In the name of Jesus. And that is the first time in this church. And I decree a total turnaround for your life and for your destiny. You will not labor in vain. You will not bring forth for trouble. The decree of the enemy concerning your life that you will not amount to anything, that decree is reversed. Who is he that saith and he cometh to pass? I use him as a point of contact to everyone. Every utterance standing against you and fighting your destiny, whether it was said to your hearing or said in the coven of witchcraft, today, fire of the Holy Ghost sets you free completely from the decrees of darkness. In Jesus' name, give the Lord the praise. Take your seat.
This is Sister Rosemary. She said sometimes 3 weeks ago, she had a dream where she saw a black bird trying to jump out of her room through the window. She said she caught the bird, yanked off the head from the body. She said after that experience, when she woke up, she started experiencing pains on the right hand. That pain extended to the chest. She said even yesterday, she felt a cobweb movement on that same hand. But in the course of this service, she said that pain took off. Right now, she can lift the hand. She can do what she couldn't do before. Give and she
Lord,
said to give,
give
God praise, praise for that wonderful encounter.
I'd like to stop here, except if you are going up. All right, go ahead.
Sir, this is Ifreke. She said she saw in an encounter while the administration was going, she saw a hand bringing out rag from her body and her face. And that same hand brought her out of a tunnel and said, this is where you have been kept, but now you are freed. She's trusting God for marital settlement, financial settlement. And she believed that
she was pulled out of a tunnel.
Yes.
And you said what? Oh, there were also fish scales on the face. That was pulled off. Yes. Somebody stand up on your feet where you are. Come over here. Fish scales pulled from her face that has given her another identity that probably limited her maritally, apart from being kept in a tunnel. Lift your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, every wrong identity on my life, you are set on fire. Say, in the name of Jesus, every cage holding me or my destiny or my resources, in the name of Jesus, open up now! Open up now! Open up now, 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 open up now. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands everywhere you are. Please, we have so many testimonies we can't take all now. God bless you, it's permanent, and take them in the next service. All of you in the front, God bless you. And preserve your testimonies. Please return back. Now lift up your hands everywhere you are. And say after me, say, Father. Say it louder. Say, Father, I receive my liberty, my freedom, my testimony today. Say, in the name of Jesus, the agenda of the enemy concerning my life is frustrated. Now! Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, it is done. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Very, very quickly before the anointing session, anyone here today in need of surrender to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven, you want today to mark a new day for you, you want to be genuinely born again, you are tied to an addiction, a tobacco addiction,
a marijuana addiction, an alcohol addiction, any form of addiction you are tied to, you will be set free right now as you stand up on your feet and come quickly. Or you want to have your sins forgiven. You are conscious of the fact that your relationship is not right with God and you want to be forgiven of your sins. You will come forward also. Or maybe you backslid and you want to return back to God. Quickly, you step forward. Or you say, Pastor, I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I'll give you the count of seven. Quickly rush forward. One. Don't be the last person to come. Rush forward. Two. Goodbye, 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 every one of you here today, as you pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Change me, Lord. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Help me to live for you. Help me to do your will. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I ask that the hold of sin be broken off your life and the grace to live for God is released on you. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.